I stand here today, leader, very annoyed. Over the weekend, it was a busy weekend, we had an Irish vessel landed 750 tonne of blue whiting, top quality into Killybegs on Friday evening. When they landed then, they were told they were going to have a monitor. And that's where it all goes wrong. We have no problem with monitors and Killybegs, but the monitor should be done in the factory. They were requested to put the monitor through a fish machine, which blue whiting is a very soft fish, and it comes out like a paste. It totally destroys the fish. So by Sunday evening, when we couldn't get it sorted out, 750 tonne of prime quality fish went to the fish meal plant. That would have fed 30,000 people down in West Africa where they're crying out for fish. Now, there's something totally wrong here, and somebody has to stand up to the plate, and somebody's head has to roll over this. I mean, how can any Irish person turn around and turn away 750 tonne of good quality fish and not answer the questions? I mean, there was 50 people sent home from the factory. It was Sunday. It was double time. It was worth a lot of money to the town and to the people of Killybegs. Now, I want the minister to come in here and ask to answer the questions. Who did give the go-ahead to do this? I mean, to me, it's totally wrong when a good protein food that could feed so many people was turned away after 2 days to fish meal. So, leader, I would hope that we get the minister in here to ask the answer the questions. Thank you.
Could I recommend that you put on a commencement debate on that with the minister and get a direct response on that? We will, in due course, try to get him in to talk about matters in relation to marine as well. But certainly, from what you've said, it doesn't make sense to have the loss of that food, a valuable protein, as you said.